AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In his primetime address to the nation, President Trump called out the broadcast and cable networks that chose not to carry his speech last night. ABC, NBC, and CNN did not air the address live, but carried it in full on their streaming services. CBS and MS Now both cut away before he finished, while Fox News continued to carry his address. The AP's Ben Thomas has more on the speech, which focused largely on the country's elections.
President Trump began his primetime address Thursday night, ticking through a list of accomplishments and saying the country's doing really well. But
we still have a major challenge that must be urgently addressed, because no country could be great without fair and honest elections.
Pushing Congress to pass a strict voter ID bill, he said Americans must have a trustworthy election system.
One where cheating and interference are not just difficult, but virtually impossible. Unfortunately, the system we have today falls catastrophically short.
Trump said he was declassifying and releasing documents related to the 2018 and 2020 elections,
revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure
that he claims exposes the system
to hacking, exploitation, and foreign interference.
Trump did not raise doubts about the elections he won. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Federal health officials have identified lettuce from Mexico served at Taco Bell locations in five states as a source of the widespread outbreak of diarrhea-causing parasite Cyclospora. Warning consumers not to eat shredded iceberg lettuce from Taco Bell restaurants in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia. Experts have said not every recent case might be caused by a single source. Oil prices are continuing to climb because of continuing fighting in the war with Iran. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the newest cholesterol drug.
The Food and Drug Administration approved a first-of-its-kind pill that can drastically reduce cholesterol. It's called Lipfendra from Merck. It can lower dangerous cholesterol in a way that's previously only been available with expensive injectable drugs. It's designed to block a liver protein that interferes with the body's ability to clear cholesterol from the blood. This is for patients whose cholesterol persists even after taking statins, the standard medications for cutting the risk of a heart attack. The FDA reviewed the drug under its program that promises ultra-fast reviews for promising medications that serve the public interest. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Smoke prompted warnings in many Midwest and Northeast U.S. cities that breathing the air outside could be dangerous. The smoke is coming from wildfires burning in Canada and northern Minnesota. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.